You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This listener looking on Craigslist found something thought we'd be interested in. It is someone giving away a car. At least that's what the ad says. All they want is pictures of your feet.
Like a trade?
Yeah.
For a free car?
Yeah. Okay. I'd do that in a heartbeat, right? Yeah. Which one of us here would not do it? Maybe Lisa. But all of us would do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Feet pics for a free car?
This guy's getting ripped off for my feet.
Your feet might be exactly what he's looking for, though.
He likes those
hairy hobbit feet.
Yeah, if he likes hobbit feet,
it's
in.
It's a 2005 Toyota Camry with 220,000 miles. So, I mean, yep. It's not the greatest, but says in the post, was fortunate enough to get an upgrade and I don't need the car. Decided I'll give this one away. Runs and drives good. In 1 week, I will choose the winner from the best foot pick sent to... And then there's this contact info. Can be men or women.
Do you think he'll really get a car?
He probably won't pick a winner.
He's not going to pick a winner.
It's just a great way to get feet picks.
It's just he wants all these feet submitted.
I think it's a scam.
He should put up a PS5, free PS5 for the best feet picks to see how many feet picks start rolling in.
I'd send him my donger.
Can be men or women. Toes, doesn't matter to me. All will be considered. Send as many picks as you'd like.
Yeah. He'd be like,
that's a real life changing.
We're going to enter?
Thing. 100%. I'm going to send.
Send your feet, Dave. Win us this car.
It's our new show car.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll slap our logo on the side of it. Head around town.
Sounds about right.
Join us in the Dave and Chuck the Freak feet car.
We got this because of Dave's feet.
Yeah, bitches.
Can't wait to drive
220,000 miles on this bad boy.
Yeah.
Let's put some more.
It's a 2005.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, as crazy as it is, and I know this is super weird, there's a certain sense of pride that your feet were the
really?
Feet. Yes, Lise.
That won the Camry.
My feet were so great, I got a car.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, you have to know that your feet aren't that great compared to like a hotter girl's feet.
I think a woman will win.
He
right?
says can be men, or he leads with men, which makes me...
He might want men.
He might want men's feet.
He might like it all.
I feel like he's just submitting your photos to a foot website for money.
That's probably a genius idea.
There's Dave's a risk
size
you take.
14
yeah.
tootsies.
That's why he doesn't care who it is, because he's like, well, I'll put all the guy feet, I'll sign up with guyfeet.com and...
Guyfeet.com.
I guess I'm not going to send them that video of me playing with the dildo with my tootsies.
Oh, my God.
That's a moneymaker. You should probably send that to me just in case. So, like,
let him review it.
You know, like, I can check
it out.
Yeah,
I want you to take a look at. Maybe give me some tips.
Yeah.
You know, how I can make it hotter for him.
Oil.
Oh, yeah.
See, I already got one.
I wish we could talk to the guy.
I know. I do, too. But can't access his contact info. I'd love to.
I bet he's interesting.
I don't know. I mean, he's all right.
I'm asking for the link so we can communicate with
there you go.
Foot person. So we'll see. I mean, it's not a bad look. It's in decent physical shape. Obviously, it's got a lot of miles on it. But, let's take a look.
I will say this. Like, if you were going to give a car to your kid or, you know, someone who really, really needs one, that's not bad.
Absolutely. I would say that would be the most Dave and Chuck way to get a Dave and Chuck car.
It really would be.
We traded feet pics for a car.
Yeah. there's a little mini mobile rocking around here. We could slap some feet on that thing and
make it a golf cart thing. Whatever.
It's like a golf cart.
Jason the Jew, would you share your feet pics to get a car?
I would.
Yeah, you would.
You know, I have a Camry as it is. It's about time to turn it in.
Right.
Uh-huh. New house, baby.
Yeah, you're looking.
You know, times are tough.
Uh-huh.
Can you use a car?
You'd probably show more than feet.
That's true. He would. Yeah.
I guess if you want.
Yeah.
Told you. You got to throw like a nice, you know, air freshener in hanging from the rear view or something, too.
That's all it takes.
A little extra.
Yeah.
How would you rate your feet? Do you think he would enjoy them?
If you like some, you know, sometimes I like them with some weird things going on, right? I have a couple nails that are messed up from basketball.
Oh yeah. Old funky nails.
Not deformities, but...
No, just like bruising.
Yeah. Forget it. You're out.
No.
Yeah, you're out.
I'm out.
Yeah. You're out.
You're out.
It's a 2005 Camry.
The Bruce feet could be a turn on though. Like, look at the hard man, hard working man.
Get people
feet.
To do a lot, Andy.
Hard man.
It's a nice car.
Yeah.
A little Freudian slip there.
Yep. We'll see if I'm
a lot of people doing a lot.
I would love, and this is so crazy, if all of us entered our feet to see which one of us would win the car, and then that person gets bragging rights.
Which one of you guys?
Yes, it's just of us guys. Yes, it. I know you're out. But which one of us guys on the show, if he had to pick one of our feet, which one would he pick?
Come on, Lisa. You don't want some bragging rights around, around
the show? Well, she wins, so she's out. So we got to limit it to us.
I don't know. No.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. Glory.
You can't handle all the feet glory,
Andy.
Too
much feet glory. Yeah.
Yeah,
you'd be getting a big head, right?
I would. I don't need my ego getting out of whack.
I'm out of control. Yeah. Ever since he
walking
got
around, hey, look at the Camry. My feet got us. Take a ride in.
That really boosts your confidence.
Yeah. Really would, Lisa. I'm telling you, there'd be bragging rights. I know Chuck would be. It'd be hard to be in the same room with him if his feet won something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they won, but
he'd always be shoeless. He'd be barefoot in the studio, propping his feet up on the board. He'd be pushing the buttons to run the show.
If I can get him up there, though, that'd be so uncomfortable.
Like his Camry when he tootsies, have entered the building.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Someone said I have a double-jointed big toe. Not a feet guy, but wonder if that can win. That depends on what this guy's into. We don't know.
Yeah. It's just an odd thing, and I don't think there's really even a Camry.
Oh, sure.
It could be
just a scam to get to get your pictures.
Yeah. Right? There's no car.
I think this is turning into Dave just wants to show his feet off. Post your feet up on DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and then people can rate your feet. People can rate your feet.
If you really like his feet, send him a prize.
Yeah. You know what? Later, I'll find a pic of Dave's feet,
don't
and then I'll put
weird.
It up on Dave
don't
and Chuck.
Don't be weird.
I'll put it up on DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Profile pictures?
Well, yeah, one of them is. Yeah, I think so. We can get it.
One of my profile pictures?
Yeah.
Isn't it? No, I don't know.
I thought so. Twitter?
Yeah.
What are you... Oh, for God's sakes, no.
It is.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
It's your feet. And I'm going to get it right now.
On Twitter?
Better hurry before Dave changes it.
Oh, my God. Hurry.
You can do it. I can do it. I got it.
I already got it.
You got it?
Screenshot.
You son of
a There we go. So look for DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Not on the website. No.
There he is.
There it is, huh?
Yep.
We got him.
For God's sakes. I didn't even realize. I put that up there, honestly, in 2013. I didn't even go on my Twitter for years.
You're on there now. You're on there all the time.
I know, but I don't pay attention.
It seems like it's from the time when he had that saber-tooth toenail.
No, you know when this is?
No,
you
it's
know when
not.
Exactly.
It's after
this
that.
Is when
it's
I
after.
Made my Twitter. When we quit the other station.
It's after the toenail.
And I escaped to the beach.
Yeah. And he got a pedicure. And remember in the studio, we made him get a pedicure.
That's
I did because his feet were just so bad.
Yes.
And then his life changed after that. And then he made his
life
profile.
Changed after
it did.
That.
And then he started bragging about your feet.
Yeah, you gotta watch where you're willy nilly.
And then you made a profile picture of your feet.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that pedicure changed your life.
It did, Lisa, absolutely.
And every man should get a pedicure, I believe. So I was very happy that you got that.
I can't believe I forgot my feet were on Twitter.
You thought it was just the background?
I thought it was just like a beach.
Yeah.
It's such a tiny little... Look how big it comes up on my screen,
really
right?
I know,
you
look,
can't
look,
really
it's like the
it.
Size of a, less than the size of a dime.
I just remember it from a long time ago.
And I didn't realize his feet were in the video or in the picture either.
Yeah.
It's a beach.
I seriously have not even looked at that since I posted it.
Enter those.
No,
I am. I'm going to. Yeah, okay. I will. Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I'm like, how about these?
I mean, they're hard to see, though.
I know. The guy would be, oh, my God.
You
got to,
like, zoom in.
Can you send me more?
Okay, all right. Come on now.
Stick him in the sand.
Now you're making it weird.
We got one foot, and you got part of another, like some toes.
You're also looking at my feet.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not looking
you
at
put
them.
It
hey,
there.
You love them. You love these feet.
You made it your profile.
Yeah,
it
was just like, I'm at a beach pick. It was like, yay, I quit my job and I'm at a beach.
You know what? There's a lot of Dave's.
Peace out,
there's
bitch.
A lot of Dave's beach picks. I'm going to zoom in on all of them and get all of his feet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not nice.
Hold on.
No,
is that on his Twitter too?
No.
Screenshot.
Got
I'm
that
not,
one?
I'm out.
I'm going to build a foot profile.
I'm going to put a bunch of pictures of you up there.
Put a bunch of them up there. Go ahead.
This is awesome. These guys going to war with each other. Already posted photos on the internet. Who can find the most embarrassing one?
Yeah.
Who's going to get the free camera?
I've got some of Chuck.
Oh, there's Dave in some sandals.
I got Dave in some flip-flops. Hold on.
Here we go. Right, what can I find about Chuck here? Let me look in my photos.
Chuck's got like a plus 10 with those.
I made a
Chuck's wedding photo.
No, I made
wedding photo. That's a plus 50 on Dave's side.
Yeah, those were good days.
Here. My own app here.
You should have seen my, what is that, Tinder profile was all of the most ridiculous pics that I had of myself, from the shirtless and...
Oh, that's what you put up? Oh, you put up shirtless pictures on your Tinder profile?
Of course I did.
You did not.
What?
You did not.
When you have this body, Lise, when you put this body...
Are you lying?
You put it on display.
Hose bag?
I don't even know what that is, but I love it.
What? Tell me you're joking. You did not put your shirtless picture up.
I definitely put my shirtless picture
up. Oh, my God. It's everything I told you not to do.
I would do everything.
Chuck with his crazy ex. I've got all sorts of pics here.
Put that one up.
Oh, yeah. She'll appreciate it. The 5 minutes I was with that girl.
But she lingered in your mind.
Not in my mind. On my front porch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, like, if you want to put pictures of me looking fat up there, I could send you a couple, but...
I'll send you a hot one, Dave.
Did you?
You put Chuck's picture on Tinder? I'm stunned. What is that? Yeah,
that's picture James. That Chuck sent to James.
That's my private stash.
Okay, so the story on that is we were making a video,
okay,
and
sure.
The thing, yeah, like a porno.
Yeah, we're making a video, like I always do, the shirt's off.
And James was supposed to answer the phone, and it was going to be me, like I was calling him.
Yeah.
So I sent him that picture to be his, like, picture to use when I would call
like
him.
Like the caller ID photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I have tons of those embarrassing pictures.
You don't care about that, really, right?
No.
Do you?
I don't know. I really don't.
Remember when you guys took those like badass pictures at the old place a long time ago and Dave was in flip-flops? And we talked about it for years.
High voltage.
We're hanging off a high voltage fence.
Awesome. Yeah. And my favorite. It was good photo.
That's us. That's us. Right?
Yeah.
That's who we
are. Flip-flops and...
It was great.
Flip-flops and high voltage.
I was like, God, I'd never come here ever. I'd never be caught dead in this building.
Shady alley.
I guess I'll climb up that fire escape lunchtime.
Guys, yep.
Yeah, that's totally
it. I think the most embarrassing pics that we have are the ones of us when we first came here.
Yeah, those are
the ones that are used for everything.
The one that was on friggin'...
Yeah.
Colbert.
I was going to say, Jimmy Colbert's got them.
Jimmy Colbert.
They need to be burned.
First of all, we are side saddle. Chuck is behind me on this friggin', like... hobby horse thing they make you pose on. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah,
they got you guys real close.
They made us do things that we didn't.
I look like a psychopath. Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. Photo they have of me.
They wanted to put makeup on me.
I was like not looking
they
my best.
Put makeup on me. It was terrible. Oh, my God.
Look how close we were in these pics.
Oh, so awful.
Listen, those are just the ones they released.
That picture was a joke and made, like, the magazine at the time of the company when we first got here.
Yeah.
This magazine, and that one, I pulled it out. I was, like, going through old stuff I keep, and I was like, oh, my God, this made the magazine?
Because you know me. Like, I get put in an uncomfortable situation, so then I just start touching Dave. I'll grab Lisa.
He
was like, oh, this is great. This is great. I'm like, no, please don't. Yeah. Robert.
There's
Robert, really go.
There's one of them there.
Yeah. What was that?
Is that?
So embarrassing.
Yeah, like, what are they doing?
What are you doing? What do you mean, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Taking pictures of us.
I have all those photos, too, if you guys ever want to reminisce.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even know that we had all those still.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I have them on my phone.
How bad.
Ones are better. That looks like you're still like Seinfeld. That's like a Seinfeld.
He's like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
I know. It really makes it's really
it
really,
was so bad.
What about this picture of me I just saw? I completely forgot was in the newspaper.
What's
The worst picture ever!
Dave! It doesn't, it's not flattering.
Not oh, it's a horrible great. Picture.
And then the one of me rubbing Chuck's head for good luck, they put on the cover of the newspaper?
Yeah. Another thing, they put me in a straitjacket.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? They put me in a straitjacket and stuff, some magazine.
Yeah, that was for that magazine. Oh, that's right.
Like you're so
Chuck
awful.
Eating ice cream in Las Vegas.
I mean, it's just, I'm an idiot.
Photo.
You know what? Because it, you know, the phone by person, it looks up Chuck's face and it finds everything.
That,
those photo shoot pictures, I just never wanted to look at again. And then they made us like look at them on a big screen and pick out which ones we liked. And it was just the most horrifying moment.
Oh my God.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of when I got hired here? They asked me to send a, I was basically homeless when I got hired here. Yeah, like, and I was barely hanging on to life, just like I am now. But they were like, Ken was like, oh, we need you to send us a professional photo to put in the, you know, the trade magazines and the news and all that. And I was like, okay. So I sent him one that's me drinking a slushy, making like a stupid face.
I remember that picture.
Oh, yeah. And that was like my first interaction with him and Mark. I was like, hey, I don't think we can use that one. That's not real professional. You look like an idiot, you know?
But it was around.
It was. Yeah.
It went around.
They used it in something. The company magazine.
They might have used it. I don't think they used it on the. Maybe they did, though.
I think it's out there.
Is it? No, I'm sure it's out there. Yeah, that's from like 2007.
I think it's on the internet somewhere.
It's like a snow cone.
I think when you look up that. You.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Andy.
Yeah, there's the psycho one right there.
This one?
Yeah. Hey! What are you doing? Sorry, I'm in your kitchen.
Sorry, I'm in your kitchen.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
And there's me beardless.
But your locks look incredible.
Yep.
I don't see it. Maybe it's not on there.
Yeah, maybe you.
Yeah, I don't know what they've done with it.
It's terrible. I hate that I come up.
There's. Okay. So many pictures of me.
And this weird picture from the Life Church
what
comes
is
out.
That?
Yeah, that's because a guy's got a beard and.
Probably another Andy Green.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think it's been eliminated.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is probably good.
Wow. Yeah, this is why you don't do searches like this too much.
I don't like Googling my images because they're like
I do
the
it all
worst
the time.
Pictures of me.
I do it all the time. I find a lot of
my
things people are talking
my
about.
My dad and me are on there. That's disconcerting. I deleted that one.
Oh,
Instagram. Put on Instagram.
Yeah.
Don't you put it out there?
What's crazy? Like there are pages that just
snapshot
your Instagram from a certain time period, and then just it lives forever on their site.
Yeah, I posted that. My dad's. I don't think he
did not like
overseas.
That. Yeah,
he's a little paranoid.
Yeah.
That's a bad part of social media and posting photos.
Yeah, like my little brother talked me out of it. He was like, "You posted a picture of Dad."
My daughter was just called me the other day, furious. She was like, "I have a list." I'm like, "What? A list of photos you need to remove from your social media?"
Oh,
of her and me.
Oh, so now she's reached an age where...
Well, no, she hates that I have this job. Like, she can't stand that I do this. She thinks it's the dumbest thing. She doesn't understand why anyone would want to talk to me. And she's really embarrassed by it all. And she's a lot like me. We'll both make a stupid face and take a picture of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and not think any. And now I think she got to the point where she was like, oh, God. There's going to be boys that are like looking and like she was like, this photo. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll get rid of it.
My boys didn't really go through that. You know,
it's a girl thing.
It's probably a girl thing. Yeah.
We're like, we don't.
Because my boys probably never took the time to look through my stuff to see what pictures I've ever posted. Right?
Yeah.
They don't really give a damn.
No, probably not.
But yeah, girls are very aware of that kind of stuff. One more thing here. So, Thanos.
Yes.
One of the biggest, baddest villains in the Marvel Universe. Josh Brolin, I think, had the perfect amount of menace to, like, pull that role off, right?
Yeah.
So, what badass did they get to portray Thanos' brother in the Eternals?
Hello!
I don't know.
Close. Harry freaking Styles.
Oh, boy. This guy's getting everything now.
I know.
He's just getting everything now.
Once Jason Sudeikis' wife left him and went to Harry Styles, Harry Styles is getting everything. Yeah, they've cast Harry Styles as Thanos' brother in The Eternals. Now, to be fair, Thanos' brother is nothing like him. His name is Eros. He's described as a fun-loving, carefree womanizer.
Well, like, Eros is a Greek god, right, of, like, sex?
Eroticism, yeah.
His powers include, being able to stimulate people's pleasure centers.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him. He's like Orgasmo.
Yeah.
No! He's attacking me, Warren! Eros, no counts! I'm finished! Oh, my goodness, he's milking my prostate!
Oh, my God.
Well, hello.
Yeah, that's what they would do.
He's a good guy, too, by the way.
Yeah.
He's not...
I've never heard of that character.
My favorite tweet about it, though, was, I don't even know what Marvel is, but OMG.
Of course.
That's like Harry Styles fan doesn't even know what Marvel is.
Oh, and they're going to... I wonder if he'll be like a CGI-type character. Probably not. He'll probably be more of like him with no shirt on all the time, so the girls will be happy. But I mean,
bring a new audience.
Josh Brolin, you couldn't even tell it was Josh Brolin. Yeah, you know, no. It's all CGI.
It was all him.
It was a little bit of his face.
He's only briefly in The Eternals in a post-credit scene. Marvel was trying to keep it a secret, but Variety leaked it, so now it's all over the internet. Mm. So he will play Thanos' brother, Eros, also known as Star Fox, that can stimulate your genitals.
The hell of a power.
Captain America, what's happening?
We've got to go negotiate with Eros. He won the argument again.
The Hulk? I hope he doesn't stimulate the Hulk.
Oh, my God. If you stimulate the Hulk. James has thought about it many times.
That's probably the one way to stop the Hulk.
I think so. But then the town would be flooded.
Right. Oh, yeah, it'd be bad. It'd be bad. But
the rivers ran creamy that day.
It's like a bazooka.
I think it'd make him more angry because there's nothing that can satisfy the Hulk once he's aroused.
Oh, that's true. You'd need a Hulkette.
Yeah. And I don't
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk's really big enough to handle the Hulk.
Well, that's a mismatch then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Was a Florida man willing to kill himself to get out of a murder mystery train ride?
I know I would be. I'll do it.
Man, Florida's effed up.
So we're going to start in North Fort Myers, where a dude was caught on camera damaging sensors along a railway line. The twist here is you would think, okay, this guy's crazy. He wants to derail, a train and possibly hurt people. Mm-hmm. It's a rail line that the murder mystery train takes. And he himself was on the train after that. He had to be a part of some sort of murder mystery night on this train.
So it's like one of those like dinner theater kind of things?
Yeah, I guess. But on a train... I
mean, it's like Clue on a train, right? Is that basically what it is? One person there is the murderer.
Like Murder on the Orient Express.
That thing.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, God, that sounds...
That sounds awful.
I would love a derailment.
Yep. Stop it!
He was just trying to kick it up a notch, wasn't he?
Was he trying to create more drama?
I feel like
it. Or he was like, let's end this. If I've got to go out, I'm going out.
The only problem is there's no chance... There's no, like, guarantee you're going to be one of, like, maybe... 5-10 people that are hurt enough to possibly die. Most people don't die in a train derailment.
Maybe he wasn't advertising to him correctly. Maybe he thought he was going to be on like some crazy. He thought he's like thought was
someone
be a
gets
lot,
murdered.
A lot more like Money Train or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
If he derails the train and someone gets murdered,
then he actually did it.
He actually,
yeah.
he did his own murder train.
Can't figure it out ourselves. Let's get to the story here from NBC2 in Fort Myers about what exactly
happened. At 11, we're uncovering more about this man caught on camera sabotaging signals on the Seminole Railway. That's the same line the murder mystery dinner train runs on. NBC2's Zach Barrett is walking us through a new mystery that starts at the scene of this crime.
Lee County deputies say John Castle ignored this sign. They say he ignored this sign and this sign to tamper with these railroad tracks and put nearby drivers in danger.
He's moving on kind of slow, like he's looking around.
Cameras capture Castle milling around the tracks before sabotaging signals on the railway.
They manipulated with those sensors along the tracks, and that's a dangerous thing to do.
LCSO says Castle extended the wires over the tracks to damage them. Wires that control if this arm goes up or down.
When those posts are down, traffic can get backed up for a while.
But if they leave it up, somebody could run it and get hit by a train.
The murder mystery dinner train travels on these tracks, carrying thousands of passengers a month.
That would have been bad.
When you start fooling around with trains, they start coming off the tracks.
These are train people. Bad things happen.
Castle was nowhere to be found in 5 days.
Definitely want to check him out.
Until Friday, when his red truck was spotted in the murder mystery dinner train's parking lot. A train deputies determined he was a passenger on board after tampering with tracks they travel on just days before.
And you don't know what people are up to, what they got plans on doing.
The mystery didn't stop there. Deputies say Castle was a former railway worker.
He knows what he's doing. That's a little scary.
He was released on bond Sunday.
The Seminole Gulf Railway tells me once that suspect bonded out on Sunday afternoon, problems were reported here at this same railroad on Sunday night, clogging up traffic at this intersection for 35 minutes.
Definitely make me nervous.
Deputies have not connected Castle to that incident, but the Department of Homeland Security is investigating.
That's a federal offense.
Reporting for NBC2.
I'm glad they keep going to that guy.
I know. He's a train man.
He knows.
He's
a train
man. Okay, so just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah.
He may be tampering with these things so that when they go down, they never come back up. Because he was a train guy. And he just loves the idea of causing a traffic jam for people.
And he wants to be on the mystery train to see it happen?
And wants to watch it. That it'll give him his jollies.
Wow. That's a weird...
Like, it's really weird, strange. Right? Because that's what they said. Oh, it caused, backup for hours because those stupid things wouldn't go up.
Or he wanted to be a part of some event.
Maybe they didn't tell him what the idea of the train ride is, and he's like, well, I'll be the murderer.
Yeah, like, okay.
He thought he was being an actual murderer.
Yeah. Like, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll send it. We'll hit a car. I got a great idea.
Because it's a total mystery. And then, so in case you missed the last part there, the railway sensors were tampered with again after he was released on bond.
Yeah.
But they determined he had nothing to do with that incident.
Oh, so maybe he
has an
called
accomplice?
One of his buddies.
There's a bunch of train freaks in this town.
There really are.
At least there's train freaks everywhere, and we know this.
They seem to be...
We know this.
Here's they got a name.
I've been invited.
We talked about the name they have. They're like Bubblers or something.
I'm sorry, what?
There is some... Yeah, it's like some kind of weird...
Like Sudsies.
Sudsies. They bubble up when a train comes by.
Yeah, they're called like...
Oh, they get all hard.
Yeah.
They're called Sudsies? Like Sudsers or something.
What is a train...
Enthusiast?
Train enthusiast. Name.
Let's look it up here and see. Rail fan, rail buff, train buff.
No.
There's an underground name.
There's a derogatory term for them. Foamer. A foamer. Yeah, they foam.
Foamer.
They foam. You're right.
I was like, bubbler. Yeah.
Bubbler squeaker.
Yeah. A foamer.
A term a railroad employee used to describe a railroad enthusiast. Because they're foaming at the mouth. They're so excited.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We've heard them when the train goes by. They're like, oh, God. Oh, God, look at it.
Yeah, they love it.
Someone said an interesting other take on this. What if he wanted to be on the train so when it got in a wreck, he could file a lawsuit and make some big money?
Oh, I mean, anything's possible.
Do you think the murder mystery train has sitting on buckets of cash?
Yeah, probably not.
I do want to get to the motive of this.
Yeah, that's the big mystery. Why would he do this and then go on the train?
I feel like it's the fact that he worked for trains
and knew the issue it would cause.
Yeah, something. There's something there. There's something.
He might just be a dude trying to ruin people's day.
But then why would he? So if he was on the train, he'd see everyone's day get ruined?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this, you guys. Look at the video. Oh, look
at the video. It's worse than I thought. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Look at the people. It just,
oh, boy.
It's like Chef Barb and Barb's husband.
Can you believe this, Barb? Oh, my God. I am on the edge of my seat trying to figure out which one of them do you think did it.
Hi, how are you? I'm a creepy actor who's on this train. Am I the murderer?
I don't know, fella, but what do you think, Barb? You think it's him?
Oh.
He's acting strange.
All right, I've got to go to another table.
Oh, that seems like a murderer to me. Two orders of pork chops, please. For me and Barb.
Jimmy, did you sleep with my sister? How dare you accuse me of that? I hope I catch you alone.
My God, this is a lot juicier than I thought, Barb.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Yep,
okay, let's say Barb and her husband wanted to go on this train ride dinner mystery theater thing. Yeah. How much do you think?
How much would it cost for them to go on?
$80.
Yeah, I would say 100.
Yeah, probably 100 bucks a person.
I bet it's more.
It's about 300 bucks a couple.
No.
Oh, my.
Oh, a couple.
Oh, okay, but still.
So maybe he was trying to get a refund.
But he did it beforehand.
Yeah, like,
oh, like he wanted to get on it and then for free?
Yeah, then it stops and then he gets his money back.
Now, this says closer to 100.
That's expensive for that.
When someone went, maybe there's peak times when it's more.
Oh, maybe.
Well, that's it is a mystery now. Why did he want the train to derail?
Yeah.
That's the mystery.
It's a whole new mystery.
It really is. He either wanted the train to hit a car, because that's what could have happened.
Or he wanted to save the day. Be like, I'm a trainman.
Yeah.
I got it. Let me see if I can fix this.
Oh, I never thought.
I thought he wanted to kill people.
And then, or it could be that.
It might be that.
Or it could be that.
Or hurt people. Yeah.
Allegedly.
But if that's the case, then he should face much more serious charges,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The problem is, it's such a lame way to try to kill somebody. Like, so many different things have to happen exactly at the right time.
How fast is a murder mystery train going? I'm sure it's not going fast enough to kill
people.
No, but
I don't think it takes much. If you're driving in a car and didn't realize a train was coming, and even if the train hit you at like 30 miles an hour, I think it just blow your car right to bits.
That's a common thing, right, where people create the chaos or the crime then to just appear as the hero.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like there's, you know, firefighters in training that start fires. They can then be the hero to put them out.
Yeah.
There was just a story out of the Florida of Canada, Chatham, Ontario, where at a barn that had a bunch of animals in it, one of the workers there rescued the barn caught fire. She claimed she heard the animals, you know, making noise. She
Looking
ran in,
her.
Saved all the animals. Well, they've just determined she's the one that started the fire.
Mm. To be the hero.
She was called the hero. She saved all the animals that night.
Yeah, imagine that. He jumps off the train and he's like, look, these were tampered with.
It might be something more like that.
Man.
Because he's just some dumb old dude.
Like, it's weird. It's
or
really
like
weird.
He's Chuck, and he got somehow roped into this and just wanted it to end early and figured, make it stop.
Was he with anyone?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You have to be.
Weird
you can't
if he
go
went
on
by
that
yourself.
Thing by yourself.
You can't go on a
Imagine
murder
I'm
mystery.
On a murder
oh my
mystery
God,
train.
He's the murderer. He's the murderer.
I'm just here for the show.
Yes, look at him.
I'm here for the show.
I think this guy really murdered somebody.
I came by myself. It's nice to see a couple here.
Oh, my God. He came to the thing by himself, Barb.
Want to be friends?
No, not at all, fella. Stay on your end of the train.
Holly's in Fort Myers. Now, Holly, you've been on this mystery dinner train, right?
Yes, I have, and it's actually really cool.
Okay.
We're gonna have to let you go.
But hey, the train actually does go like really, really slow.
Yes,
like slow enough that you're barely even can tell you're moving. So yeah, so it was pretty shocking that somebody did that. So
right, so but not there would be no injuries or no major damage caused, but if something happened, the train derailed, this guy could say, I could fix it.
Mm.
So he knows no one's going to get hurt, but he'd also be able to still be the hero. So I'm leading with the hero complex thing.
It could be.
For sure, definitely hero, for sure.
I'm
absolutely.
A trainman.
All right, Holly. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. She loved it.
Yeah.
People, there are a lot of people that love this type of thing.
Well, it's why they're a thing.
And that's why they're a thing.
They're everywhere.
So the train car goes dark and then somebody's murdered and then the lights go back on and they're like, oh, which one of them did it?
Something like that. Ugh. Thing is, though, when they show that train...
Oh, no. See, there's that's Barb. That's,
yeah, that's Barb and her husband right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right there.
She leans in and
gave him a kiss.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Barb.
Barb scared.
You know how I get on these trips.
Oh, my God.
When Barb gets scared, huh, she gets a little horny.
My lights went off. My pants went off, Barb. Yeah, there's Barb and her husband.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there.
He's like, oh,
like it's exactly
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It's exactly them.
I hope they solve the mystery soon.
He's got to get to the hotel.
He's
got to get to the hotel.
Right. So, yeah, this mystery continues. Why did he want the murder mystery train to derail? That's the big question that still lingers. So.
Well, to me, I don't think it was going to derail. Like, he messed with the signal. He didn't mess with, like, the track switches, which would have possibly derailed it.
Mm-hmm.
He messed with the stupid arms that come down and go up on the road. Like, he put the wires to that over the track, knowing that it would disable them.
I can't figure train people out. I really can't.
You never nope. could.
Nope.
It's a...
Foamers.
It's a thing, you know, to be a foamer.
Man.
Is he on LinkedIn?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I want to see if we could maybe...
It doesn't seem like he would... He seems too old to be in the like, LinkedIn game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe his Facebook game. Definitely, like...
Here's a guy on a train track? Is that a guy? No, it's a dock.
Dock. I don't know that.
Yeah, it could be him.
He looks suspicious.
That guy's definitely sus, but I don't...
He
looks younger, doesn't he?
Well, you can't tell.
You can't tell. It's hard to tell.
Sunglasses and hat.
Yeah, so it's turned into a Dave and Chuck the Freak mystery, trying to figure out what this guy is up to. Someone else had a different take on it. What if it was a setup to make someone feel sorry for him? Like, did you hear I was in a big train wreck?
Well, that's another thing that it could have been. Yeah, the sympathy.
Especially if he's a single guy and he's on a train by himself, the murder mystery. I feel sad for him already.
Yeah. But look, that train, that train's not going slow.
She said the lady had been on it said maybe like 5 miles an hour, as fast as it was going.
Oh, okay.
Because people are eating and drinking. Right?
They can't be going nuts. Yeah, you're right.
Barb would get wine all over her.
Yeah.
Oh, Barb.
Oh, my God.
You dry that off for her?
You spilled it in my lap.
All of a sudden became the horny train.
Yeah, that's why we're out.
Yeah, he'd take her out to
Randy,
get her all warm downstairs.
Yeah. Bottle of wine.
This random couple, we're just assuming, is just waiting to have sex after this dinner train.
They bang for sure after this.
Yeah, that couple did. I think there was another couple that just boarded at the end there with matching shirts, of course.
Oh, my God.
You know, look at the train people outside of the train when it zooms by.
You catch
more and more.
Every time you watch it.
Every time.
Oh, man.
We keep watching the same video.
I know.
We've watched it 50 times.
Look at that.
Yeah. What are we watching?
You missed the matching shirt.
Oh, we're going to watch it again.
Okay, look at the people there, though. Like, hey, look out! And then...
Oh, my God. And this is the last time I'm watching this.
Yeah, that's it.
They're walking up the steps.
Okay.
Them getting on, boarding the train. Andrew's with us while we're looking here. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, penis and balls.
What's your comment?
Right there.
Oh, there they are.
What's your comment?
All right, so I actually work for the railroad, and you guys were talking about how he tried disabling the crossing.
Yeah.
My best guess is that he... was working with somebody else that was thinking that they would get on the tracks at that crossing, get hit by the train, and have a lawsuit for them. Because you're right, nothing's going to derail a train at 5 miles an hour, most likely. But if they have a car come across that crossing right when the train is, they'd still be able to get a hefty lawsuit.
Think about this. I'm on the train. I could jump on a cell phone. I could be like, hey, Doug, We're coming around the turn.
Wow, 5 miles an hour, we're going to be there.
You know what I mean? Like, you could really time something up to, like, make sure that it hits something.
And people are saying they've seen it. It's extremely slow.
Yeah.
It has to be. People are acting. Then.
Like, people are acting on it.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
They're walking around. They can't even be flying like they're trying to get a shipment of coal somewhere that's needed or something. I don't know what.
There's no rush. It's not the Polar Express.
I'll tell you this, though. How mad would I be at this crossing every day if I've got to get somewhere? And the
mystery train,
the 5 mile an hour mystery train.
Oh,
how many cars is it long?
Oh, it looked longer than you'd ever imagine.
No,
like it looked real. I don't know how many people they get on that thing, but it.
I'm here all day long waiting for this stupid slow train. Move it, train!
I'd call the police.
I know you would. You would, and you have
before. Have.
Yeah, you would, and you have.
And he called the police on a train.
I did. I was upset.
It stopped. It was the only way to get home. I was like, I have to live here now in my car. I was like, somebody do something about this.
It was the non-emergency number. Yeah.
I don't have any snacks.
It was upsetting.
Yeah. There was a train.
It was there for like an hour.
Dude,
my God.
I used to live like 6 minutes away from where we used to work. Like 6 minutes I could get to work. But if I hit that area at the wrong time, this big ass train would go all the way by and it would stop. And like the last two cars, you'd see them there. They'd slow and stop. And then it would reverse and go all the way back.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, I'm here for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I got scared. I was like, I have to call somebody. I'm like, this whole city's going to come. I think this train has stopped the city.
People in Fort Myers say it's so long and so slow. That son of a bitch train is too long. It's such a pain in the ass at crossings if you're stuck.
So that's the other thing. What if he was actually just trying to have an accident happen with this train to shut the whole thing down? I'm tired of waiting in line for this slow-ass train.
There's a whole plot beforehand. He just...
Yeah,
because he waits for that train every day.
And he hates it.
He hates it. So his plan... Was to damage it?
No, just to have it cause an accident.
Wait,
and then,
hold up.
Uh-oh.
What?
There's been already one murder. A night of fun and mystery ended in tragedy when a man was run over by a train.
Oh my God. Murder
mystery train in Fort Myers.
How did it run someone
this
over?
This happened back in 2009.
You could outwalk it.
Man killed on tracks by train that runs the murder mystery train.
Oh, my God.
How do the actors act when there's a real murder?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, man. He's like, dang, some of those props are crazy, Barb. Look at that guy's legs.
So there was
like real human legs. It's no wonder that things are $92 a ticket or whatever.
Yeah, it's like so well done.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's really easy.
Looks like
I think that's a real guy, Barb. Oh, my God. He's dying right there on the tracks.
Yeah, he did.
The caller told the sheriff's dispatcher they thought they saw a person on the tracks, that they didn't have time to stop the train before it hit the person. When they stopped, they were able to confirm there had been a person on the tracks.
But they say the murder mystery dinner train itself was not in operation at the time of the accident.
So it was just running?
It was just the train, I guess. A train operated by the railway company, which operates the murder mystery dinner train.
Out for a joyride. Train joyride.
Who knew there'd be so much mystery around the mystery train?
Think about it. You could run the train almost as like a free advertisement.
The whole thing's mystery.
It would stop all these. You could just run it, like run it
big
three times a day. It says murder mystery train on the outside.
Oh, you'd hate it. You'd probably hate it.
Oh, you'd
than
hate
love
it.
You'd hate it more than love it.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to go on that.
But
except if you're Barb.
Right, they're getting Barb's after husband. It.
Oh, we basically just did our own murder mystery train theater this morning. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't figured out anything, though. We don't have
that's what he wanted.
Well, we didn't serve you prime rib.
He's like,
prime rib.
One of these days, there'll be a whole group of people trying to figure out why I did something on a train.
Do you think more will come out about this later and we'll find out?
No.
The investigators have to be interrogating this train man right now.
But I don't think anyone really cares. We might be the only people that care.
Why don't they care?
No one cares,
he could have put people's lives in danger.
No one cares.
It's weird. Why is this man doing this?
I understand it's weird.
You have to get to the bottom of it.
100%
I hope so. I hope there's an update.
I hope so, too.
I don't think there will be. No news place is going to be like, hey, what happened 6 months ago?
The train hit a car, too.
What?
Thing is...
Okay, you gotta...
What if this guy
listen,
was,
has what if
been
he's been doing
this
for years? Look, listen...
Only NBC2 is on scene of a car versus train. All of this happening in Fort Myers.
Yeah, this is all near the intersection of Palm Beach Boulevard and Veronica Shoemaker.
Let's get right out to NBC2's Jesse Pagan. He's live at the scene after talking with
this
the
was 3 years ago.
Called 911. Jesse.
What if it was the same type of
Brittany
thing?
Trent,
what if
it was the same guy? Here as this train collided with this car. If you take a look, the train is still here. People are still on this train, and a lot of people already come here crowding around trying to take a look. I want to give you an unfiltered look from the top of our live
oh,
news
no.
tracker.
Oh, there's
Maskimbo.
A bunch of barbs.
Yeah. Exactly where
all
the train and the car crashed. Crews right now
Lisa's
still working
dying.
Now for more than an hour to peel the two apart.
Full of
now,
barbs.
Witnesses are telling me that they saw everything that happened here and heard the crash. Our cameras were rolling as crews took a look at the car, working to get whoever is inside
oh,
out.
The witness stuck.
Working nearby tells me the Camaro was sitting on the track. They say the train, a Seminole Gulf Railway, rang its bells several times before hitting the car. People on the train have reached out on social media saying they were on their way back from a murder mystery ride. They're waiting to see when they can get off, adding they didn't see the crash, but they felt it.
As I kept hearing the train horn coming, I was thinking that, you know, that blow three times
at the
stops anyways, but it just kept laying on the horn,
right
and the
neck.
Next thing I know,
what's
I'm like, oh my
she's
God.
She's got a choker on because she's playing a role.
Like a flapper girl.
Down the tracks, and he was dragging and dragging and dragging him, so.
It's the most insane news report of my life. Oh, my
she,
God.
You know, pink...
Yeah. She's in a print tank top
no, like,
and a black choker.
She's in one of those dresses, those old school dresses. Look at theirs.
Not really a convincing part.
So, you guys,
she had a
this train has hit
tattoos.
A car there already. Maybe we should be looking into this. Maybe did the
was
police
this,
know?
This was before cameras, well, maybe.
And think
they
about
put
it.
Cameras in.
They said the Camaro was just sitting on the tracks. Why was the Camaro just sit on the tracks unless you wanted the train to hit your car?
3 years ago, this happened.
It's really crazy that it if that guy's been doing it and it's happened before, but just
they didn't
like look and see if anybody had tampered with the train.
Oh, right. It maybe didn't look into it if they did have cameras.
Maybe that's this guy's thing.
Maybe we really just solved a murder.
Another one.
That made me stutter.
Maybe we just
maybe we did.
That's how excited you are. That's how excited you are.
Solved a murder.
Oh my God, did you hear what happened? We did a train thing. And
totally, we shouldn't have hired that stuttering actor for our murder mystery train. Maybe there's another murder here.
Maybe we just helped with a real murder.
He has real problems with M's.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any others? Any accidents?
Oh, God, how many could there be? They would have to shut it down.
Listen, how many times do trains
look
hit
it,
things?
There's one,
it's not.
Is that the same one? January 15th, 2018?
And that's just leaving a video of it leaving the station.
This is
just
a train.
Video.
This is a foamer jerking it.
Okay. Doesn't look like there's any others.
No.
You just have to put murder mystery train accident and see.
Yeah, I think there's just the one that we know of. Or two. One was just involving the train. There's one in 2016. Is that the murder mystery train, too?
Continuing to update breaking news at 5. We are live on scene.
Is
where
this murder train actually killing
Hold
people?
On.
Collided with a pickup.
What?
It happened late this afternoon along Hanson Street near Palm Avenue in central Fort Myers. NBC2's Brian Colleran broke the story at 4. New at 5. He's hearing from an eyewitness.
Peter, as you can hear behind me, traffic is open in both directions here on Hanson Street. That wasn't the case for about an hour this afternoon after a truck hit the Seminole Gulf train.
That's it.
This was the scene right after
the
murder.
That's the murder mystery train.
Just before 3 o'clock this
afternoon. Why does it have a big oil tank?
Both FMPD and the railroad officials responding to
the It's the same line, though. So, you guys.
It's the same line.
It's the same line. They need to be looking into every incident that's happened on this line and see if they can tie that guy to it.
You know what it seems?
I think he's a murderer. He's an attempted murderer.
He's like Mr. Glass? Where he's like setting up like...
Train villain.
He's a train villain.
He's a murdering foamer.
Dealing with a damn train villain.
A real one.
So like because he used to be a railroad man and he probably got fired and then he's disgruntled allegedly.
All this is alleged.
It's all alleged. We have no idea, but I'm just saying they should look into it. If there's been accidents on the same line in the same area several times, maybe look into it and see what's going on.
Like, think about...
I mean, he tampered with the train, so that's not allegedly. He was caught doing it.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, for the other ones.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's got to be all
allegedly.
Yeah.
And we potentially are dealing with a train villain.
Potentially.
Yeah, someone get on the horn to Fort Myers PD and let them know there's been a bunch of accidents on the same line in the same area, and maybe they should look into it when it comes to this case.
Picture like a Jeff Goldblum of Fort Myers running down right now with all this information.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a timer.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Yeah,
and he would have got away with it too if it wasn't for those rascally Dave and Chuck the Free Gang.
God, I hope you're not going to be traveling by train anytime soon, Dave. He's going to be looking for you.
Well, there you go. So we haven't solved it, but it's kind of suspicious.
It is.
We found a bunch of similar accidents in the same area involving the same train line.
And I guess what I don't know is just every train line's like this. There's
a possibility,
so much.
But I'd look into it.
I would definitely look into it.
You got to see if that guy has been up to this for a while. How you can prove that, I don't know. But there's definitely enough for me to go,
Yep.
Let's investigate.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Could be some big trouble for a TV station in Washington State when they accidentally aired 13 seconds of porn during their weather report.
Oh my God. That's really tragic.
KREM, a Washington-based news station, accidentally broadcast 13 seconds of porn during their weather report that aired at 6:30 at night. The meteorologist and her co-anchor didn't react to the clip. They, I guess, had no idea it was even airing.
Oh, like they didn't see it.
The station has issued an apology.
No one had this on tape?
Yes, I've got it for you. I'm going to show you the edited one first, just so you can see their reaction to it here. So here's...
Can I put this on?
Yeah.
Pumpkins. I know. So we're taking
I'm hearing something else.
Something
about
else
pumpkins.
Pumpkins. It's down to
one. Yeah, that's
Shut it
one.
Up. Shut it up. Stop it.
Yeah. Jesus. I'm like, it's not matching.
Okay, let's see if this is the this audio, right? Why is it not playing? Audio's up. There we go.
No.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Warm. They have been sunny, but really, how long is it going to last for us? Meteorologist Michelle Boss joining us right now.
My.
And I have to ask Michelle, is it going to be sticking around? You know, it can't last forever, but it can last into the start of the weekend.
So that's the edited one.
We're going to get some bonus days.
Can we listen to the... Does it play?
You're hearing the audio that played on TV there. This is... It's sideways, of course.
Yeah.
But this is how it actually...
Meteorologist Michelle Boss joining us right now.
Happening?
I have to ask Michelle, is it going to be sticking around? You know, it can't last forever, but it can last into the start of the weekend.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Oh my goodness.
God. This is on the news.
Cut away! Someone was screaming in there.
It was like a simulated someone's asleep porn. And the guy has pulled down the pants. And then he pulls the cheeks.
How'd this end up happening?
Oh my God. That's as bad as
a vag and b-hole on the news.
Oh my God.
There is a vag and b-hole on the news tonight.
Man. It's a heck of a weather report.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's my favorite weather.
I'm going to retweet this so you can see it for yourself because I know I'm going to get inundated with requests.
Oh my God. I can't believe that, Dave.
It's also posted at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
This unedited one?
Unedited and actually facing the correct way.
All right. Well, there you go. Perfect. You can check it out there. I didn't realize you had
found
that, James.
That's a graphic one.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
It's like a,
oh boy.
Seems like exactly what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, yeah. So what happens now? They issued an apology during their later newscast saying, we are diligently working to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. The investigation is ongoing. As of yesterday, no one has been held responsible. They say they have no idea how it happened.
There's only, you know, there's only one computer in that place that goes to the live TV, right? Like, there's only one computer that they would create, like, a thing on. Why is someone going to look at porn on that computer? That's the dumbest thing. Unless someone set them up.
Yeah, possibly.
Disgruntled intern. Mm.
But, yeah, of all the scenes that could possibly air in that tiny window,
that was a very...
I mean, besides full-on penetration or...
Yeah,
or... facials or something, or, you know, finale.
Finale. But I mean, to grab a butt and then show you everything, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Imagine, and only old people watch the news.
To the start of the week, at least, and it looks
and it zooms right in.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's like right beside her head. It's right there. You can't miss it.
Oh, my God.
How many old people were calling to complain?
Oh, I bet. I don't even know. I guess this right here would be my argument towards anything that anyone else ever does. Be like, did you not close their whole place down?
You find them?
Yeah.
No, it's a bad day, I'm sure, at that TV station until they figure out exactly what happened. And even if they figure out what happened, it's still... It aired. It's already out there.
Yeah, it's too late.
I mean, you can fire someone who may have been responsible for it, but it's been on TV.
And in this day and age, just like... you know, when I saw the stuff where they put on the news all the different porn titles.
Yeah.
Like, I just happened to be recording that station at the time because it was after a football
game. Document it.
And it's like, you know, you cannot do something like this and no one's going to record it. Yep. Someone's recording it.
Because you can pause it, rewind it.
Yep.
Waffle House in Madison, Florida had a pretty interesting night the other night. A man walked in, screamed, "I am high and drunk!" Then he pulled out his finger guns.
Oh, God.
Stick them up! Get on the ground!
Oh.
Okay, here's a question to you. A guy walks into a Waffle House, screams that he's high and drunk, pulls out finger guns, and says, "Get on the ground."
I'm not getting on the ground.
Do you get on the ground?
I'm not getting on the ground.
Everyone got on the ground.
Get on the ground at the Waffle House.
No way.
Everyone got on the ground.
That's more dangerous than the guy with the finger guns.
The Waffle House floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Potentially, you could get
E. coli, whatever else.
I think people enter that all the time, though, and say, "I'm drunk and high."
Exactly. Sure. The finger guns are the only difference.
Yeah.
He screamed, "Get on the ground. Y'all are getting robbed." Mm. They all got on the ground. He stole a handful of Waffle House napkins and made a run for it.
Jackpot. They're still on the ground, these people?
Yeah. Yep. I don't even know if you can charge this guy with anything.
I think he just tricked a bunch of people.
I think you're allowed to take napkins.
Yeah, he didn't do any crime.
Walk in. You can take napkins.
Those people thought he was a wizard.
People were just dumb. Yeah. Imagine they found this guy and they were like, "No, I just threw up. I was drunk. I threw up my finger guns." I'm like, "Ah, this is a robbery." And everyone laid down like morons. I took some napkins. I needed and left.
And what did they do? They called the police.
Help us.
There's a maniac in here that's got some sort of mutant powers or something. He's got no guns, but he...
Well, and the other thing is, it's like probably only two people saw the finger guns, but then everyone just heard him and just laid down. So then, if you see people laying down,
I'd love to hear the 911 call, just because I would assume the 911 operator.
I believe he just took napkin, but the guy wasn't even armed, but he came in pointing the fingers and. Things sound crazy. Everybody believed that he had some kind of super ability. He just really never knew what he was going to do next. You know, we were pretty terrified at the time.
We threw money at him, but he just took the napkins.
It was weird. He didn't want money at all.
Can you guys get off the ground?
Not yet. It's pretty tough. I'm going to need some help to get up.
I'm going to need some help.
That's why they're still on the ground.
They're
too big to get up.
Yeah. They're curled in a crane.
Someone said they're still there because they're stuck with the serum.
My shirt is really, really stuck to the ground right now.
My cheek is stuck in some old syrup.
It's got him by the beard.
You know, a winch or something.
We're as good as dad here.
Yeah.
This is 2 days after that incident.
2 days.
It was so tricky.
You were just able to reach your phone?
I can't imagine I can't imagine how cold my omelet is. I've been eating mine on the ground for 2 days. He was a smart one. He brought his food down with him.
You're just licking the syrup.
And I portioned it. I've been living, baby, because people are still eating around me and food is dropping. If something drops close enough, I grab it with my tongue.
Listen, when I was down here for 4 hours, I already killed a person. I killed a person.
These two big guys have been on the floor forever.
You have to help us up.
His mugshot, if you want to see this guy, up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can check it out.
Yeah. Is he wearing that when he robbed?
Yes.
Not even really robbed the place?
Yeah.
He was charged, though, you guys. He's facing charges of unarmed robbery and assault. I don't know why assault. It doesn't say he hit anyone.
If the story goes the way that it was originally described, I don't understand. He took napkins with maybe just saying
that as a form of
inducing a panic. Or something.
Yeah, assault. Weird.
Those fat people hit the deck pretty much.
They did. They all laid down.
No.
Where was this at?
Take anything you want but the bacon.
Florida. This was in Madison, Florida. This guy, Edward Rodriguez, 28 years old, is the guy who's been arrested.
I'm just surprised in Florida everybody just laid down. Like it seems like a place that like they're not going to do what you want.
Armed or something.
And they'd be armed.
Who knows? Someone said laying on the Waffle House floor is like being stuck on a fly trap.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever watched the floor here.
The guy does not look threatening with his SpongeBob shirt.
No.
No.
And his finger guns.
And his finger guns and took napkins.
But he scared the hell out of everyone in the Waffle House and got away with some napkins. And now facing a bunch of charges. And one more Florida man making headlines. Hard to say if this guy was trying to ditch his girlfriend or trying to ditch the cops, but either way, he jumped into a river to evade arrest, and that didn't last long. All started the other day about 2 in the afternoon. Daytona Beach police were driving behind 51-year-old Edward Sotelo. Multiple warrants for this guy, by the way, including a federal warrant for violation of probation after an armed robbery. When he noticed he was being followed by the cops, he tried to flee.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 2 sheriff's vehicles and then sped towards a mobile home park. Once inside the park, he ditched his car and his girlfriend, jumped into the river to try and escape.
Oh.
By the way, that never works.
No.
Yeah.
Never, ever. He attempted to swim for 15 minutes and then got winded and had to climb onto the Coast Guard boat. Here's a little bit of how that played out here. We can listen in.
Come out here. Come on. At least show them. At the end, you end up cooperating. Come on, brother.
He's so tired.
You got caught. It's over. You're not going to get out of this. You're going to jail. You're going to prison. You're going to federal prison. You might as well start it now instead of wasting your damn breath out here.
You got something on you? Is that why you're not giving up?
Oh, man. We're just delaying. You're basically taking a swim now. That's all this is.
They're just sassing him.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, brother.
He does not want to give up, but...
Is the current pulling you like that?
Going this way. No, current's coming south.
There you go, bro. You ain't ready to come in yet?
No.
So why are we going to do this? What? Why are we going to do this again?
What's the end game here?
You're done. You're going to jail. There's only 2 places you're going to go right now.
We're just burning gas.
It's
now.
Either going to be the bottom of the freaking water here, or you're going to come with us.
Come on. Brother, you're coming with us today, one way or another.
He eventually gets on. He takes their hand and climbs up on the Coast Guard boat. He was arrested on his warrants, also charged with aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude with property damage, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, aggravated assault, and others. His girlfriend that he ditched back in the car, she got arrested too. Possession of heroin.
Oh.
And resisting an officer without violence are the charges that she faces. So there is his, couldn't see him up close there.
Oh my goodness.
His mugshot.
Boy. He wouldn't have lasted too long in that river.
No. Doesn't look like it.
15 minutes. It was 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah, that's all he could
do. He was swimming in jeans, though, too. So I can't imagine how hard that would have been to swim in jeans.
Oh, yes. Didn't last long.
No.
Speaking of people trying to run from the cops, you can work up an appetite doing that, and that's why this next guy was so brilliant. A man named Noel Cole, that's his name.
Okay.
He was pulled over by the cops in Missouri. He was wanted on a felony warrant as well, so he knew he was in big trouble. The deputy started asking him some questions, so he decided, I got to make a break for it.
Mm.
On foot.
Uh-huh.
The deputy took off after him, and he was able to catch up, partially because Noel was carrying something in his hands, trying not to drop it. What was it? A Marie Callender's chocolate cream pie.
Oh, no. God. You know,
no!
Like, that's a tragedy.
Quick!
I do love those pies, though.
It's good.
I don't want to keep it with me, but I was about to get arrested.
Yeah. Let me eat this first.
The local sheriff says the pie appeared to be extremely important to Mr. Cole.
Oh, sure.
So it's been placed with his personal belongings and will be kept as safe as possible for him until his release.
Hey, where's my pie?
Yeah.
You got my pie still?
You better not eat it, copper.
You better refrigerate it, right? Yeah, I hope they refrigerate it for
the
him.
I
don't think it'll last.
No,
I think it
not. It won't.
That's the car he ditched to run with the pie. There's a picture of the delicious chocolate satin pie that he was carrying, trying not to drop as he was running from the cops.
Oh, there are certain things, if I was carrying them, I would, and I had to run. I mean, I would run with utter care. Like a bumpy cake or something like that.
A blizzard.
I hate to.
If you got pulled over and you had a fresh blizzard.
Blizzard. A good blizzard will stick in that cup.
Oh, that's right. You can run with it upside down. It's supposed to stay
it's
there,
supposed
right?
to. They don't do that anymore.
They don't?
No, because they're so. I've been given a few blizzards where I know, like, if we turn this thing upside down, there's going to be a mess. We all know it.
Oh, they're not up to the same standards.
Something's going on there,
I saw a girl. She used to work. Did you see this video? She used to work at Dairy Queen, and then she got a job at Sonic.
No.
And she's bringing their food out to the car. And she was just so programmed to do this. She had just regular drinks, and she's like, here you go. And she flipped them upside down. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
I used to work at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, she went to
her whole drink.
Fountain drinks, just like about to give them to them, and she poured them right out.
Her instinct was just to flip it upside down to prove that they were good. And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was funny.
That sucks. Spilt them all over the place.
No, they don't do that at the place I go to. And I know why. It's just a little too melty around the sides.
They've dropped their standards.
Uh-huh. Not as cold.
Remember when single people would show up at weddings alone and then just hook up with someone in the wedding party? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess attitudes shifted, and now you're a loser if you don't bring a date to a wedding, so Tinder wants to make that easier. Tinder's added a new feature called Plus One. It helps you find a date to one-off events like weddings. Or if you don't have a wedding to go to, you can sign up and put yourself out there as a potential date for someone who's looking.
Yeah. God.
They say it's something people need right now because this upcoming wedding season is supposed to be the busiest in 35 years.
Well,
people have delayed
it.
Their weddings for almost 2 years, some people, right?
Yeah.
And now they all want to get them done at the same time.
A bizarre first date, though.
Like, that is really strange.
I don't even think you're considering it like a first date. You're just like, hey, I'll go to that thing. We'll get some free drinks. Maybe we'll bang.
Who would want to sign up for that? Nobody wants to go to weddings when you don't know the person.
I know this is, it's probably different just because of the job I do, but I know that I would do better signing up for the, hey, first date to the wedding thing than I would as a normal Tinder.
With your shirtless photos?
With all that stuff.
His newly revealed shirtless photos.
That was hot. It looked really good.
Okay, we'll take
I mean, I got matches.
So you think
not like
that
I didn't get matches.
You'd get more matches if you put yourself out there as a plus one.
Yeah, because I think some people would be like, oh my God, this is that guy.
I think it takes like the date part out of it almost if you're just like looking for a plus one.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like, yeah. To me, I think it turns it into the worst date. Like,
it's
who
a bunch
wants
of people
to,
you don't know.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's
I would
awful.
Hate that.
I hate a wedding with people I like. I hate a wedding.
I'm looking at it kind of a different way. I get you. You know, weddings can suck. But it takes the pressure off of other aspects of the first date. You know, you're not alone talking as much.
Well, I don't have to pay for anything.
You don't have to pay for anything. You're in such a big group of people. I think it's not as one-on-one. You can kind of get to know the person a little bit better without saying, "Ooh, God, I don't know if I like her. I don't know if I want to be with her."
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be an okay thing. But it's being rolled out on the Tinder app now. Coming up, it's the Times of India. What's the bizarre way an Indian couple had to get to their wedding? Let's find out.
The Times of India.
This is different. There's been big floods in southern India recently. And a young couple had no way to get to their wedding. All the roads were flooded. They managed, though, to reach the temple by floating through the streets in a giant cooking pot.
How romantic.
Like, get in my pot.
Get in the cooking pot.
Come on.
I don't joke. There they are.
Oh, my goodness.
Right there.
We'll be there in no time.
Very happy.
Yeah.
They are.
The couple.
That looks like a loved one.
Could be seen smiling and waving in their ceremonial clothes as two men through hip high waters to steer their cooking pot to the temple in time for their ceremony.
God, that water looks dirty.
It really does.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Stay in that cooking pot. Get out.
They ended up getting married, as you see here, in a traditional Hindu ritual with only a small number of guests that were able to make it. While brown water lapped the edges of the building.
Oh, man. If I signed up for something and they're like, here is your bride, I'd be totally bummed. I'd be really bummed.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
If this was arranged, and likely arranged. It was arranged.
That's
just her normal pot she likes to cook dinner in.
Yeah, I mean, why is that?
Well, I got a pot.
Yeah, why is the pot?
I've got the pot. It's hard to do that voice, but got a pot for us.
Indian bebop.
It will be seaworthy. Get into my giant
That's
pot.
That's just her normal pot she cooks dinner in.
I can't combine voices like
that. Oh, you just have to do it. I am trying to write on the pot down to the wedding.
It doesn't work.
It sounded pretty good to
He's
me.
A tiny little fella.
And he's got a big girl.
Bride.
Yeah.
Yep. Hard for him to get those flowers around her neck.
Stay still. Oh, and she's got some glasses on that are like, almost, they look like, I don't know, like a child's training glasses or something. You ever seen a little baby when they can't see?
Yeah, it'd be tough to turn the corner and be like,
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
But luckily, they floated in the pot and made it to their wedding. So it all worked out in the end. A beautiful, beautiful story.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.